How to play the Gundam card game 2026. Which starter deck to buy first? Kenji here. One clean decision at a time and the whole table becomes easier. To start playing the Gundam card game, Bandai's 2025-26 TCG, buy one ready-to-play starter deck. Each ST deck is a complete 50-card deck plus an 18-card resource deck, playmat, and rules sheet. So a single box lets you play out of the wrapper. Core loop. Each turn you draw, add one resource, then deploy units, pair pilots to make them attack ready, and swing at your opponent's six shields until you break through for the win. The Gundam card game launched worldwide in July 2025, and by mid-2026, there are already a dozen starter decks and three booster sets on shelves, which is exactly the moment a new player freezes at the counter. This guide cuts through it. The real rules in plain language, the one mechanic that makes the whole game click, and a straight answer on which deck to grab first. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is the Gundam card game and who makes it? The Gundam card game, officially styled GUNDAM card game, often shortened to Gundam TCG or GCG, is a two-player trading card game from Bandai, the same publisher behind the Digimon and One Piece card games. It launched worldwide on July 11, 2025, in English, Japanese, and simplified Chinese simultaneously. A rare same-day global release for a TCG. The whole game is built on the mobile suit fantasy. You deploy iconic machines like the RX-78-2, Wing Gundam, and Ail Strike, slot in their famous pilots, and trade blows until one side's defenses collapse. It pulls units from across the entire franchise. The original mobile suit Gundam, Wing, Seed, Iron-Blooded Orphans, Zero, The Witch from Mercury, and more, so most fans find their favorite suit somewhere in the card pool. Mechanically, it sits in the modern Bandai family, a resource ramp instead of lands or energy, a tidy board cap, and a shield-based life system. If you've played One Piece or Digimon, you'll be fluent in an hour. If you haven't, it's still one of the gentler TCGs to learn cold. How does a single turn actually work? Every turn runs through the same five phases in order. Start phase, set all your rested, horizontal cards back to active, vertical. Your units, base, and resources all stand up ready. Draw phase, draw one card from your deck. Resource phase, draw one card off your separate resource deck and place it into your resource area. This is your guaranteed ramp, so you gain a resource every single turn automatically. Main phase is where the game happens. You spend resources to deploy units, pair pilots onto them, play command cards for tactical effects, and declare attacks. End phase. You're done, and play passes to your opponent. The elegance is that the resource phase removes the single biggest source of bad games in older TCGs. You never get mono-screwed or stuck without lands, because the game hands you exactly one resource a turn from a deck that does nothing else. New players feel that fairness immediately. What is the resource system, and how do I pay for cards? Resources are the game's currency, and they live in a dedicated resource deck of 18 cards separate from your main 50-card deck. Each turn's resource phase puts one into your resource area, so your available power grows predictably over the game. To play a card, you need a number of active resources equal to or greater than the card's LV. Level, that's the gate that decides whether you can play it. To actually pay, you rest, turn sideways, a number of resources equal to the card's cost. Rested resources stand back up on your next start phase. There's one catch-up wrinkle worth knowing. The player going second starts with an extra X resource token, and you can hold up to 5X tokens at once. It's a small, built-in bandage against the first player advantage, and you don't need to think hard about it as a beginner. Just know the second player isn't as behind as they feel. How do units, pilots, and bases work together? Units are your mobile suits. They sit in the battle area, have AP, attack, and HP, health, and do the fighting. You can have up to 6 deployed at once. The catch: a freshly deployed unit has summoning sickness. It cannot attack the turn you play it, only from your next turn onward. Pilots are the override to that rule, and they're the heart of the game's strategy. You pair a pilot underneath a unit, one pilot per unit. The unit gains the pilot's bonus AP and HP plus the pilot's special ability. Crucially, if the pilot's link condition matches the unit, like Amuro flying the RX-78-2, it becomes a link unit that can attack the very turn it's deployed. Matching famous pilot suit pairs is both thematically satisfying and mechanically the strongest play. Bases are a third piece. You can have one base in your shield area where it protects your shields and grants a passive ability. Think of it as a stationary support structure. It doesn't attack, it enables. How do you attack, deal damage, and win? You start the game with six cards from your deck placed face down as shields. They are both your life total and a hidden resource. When you attack with a unit, you're swinging at either an enemy unit, combat, AP versus HP, or directly at the opponent's shields. When an attack connects with a shield, that shield is destroyed, and many shields, when broken, can be played for free as a defensive trigger, which keeps games swingy and tense. Once all six shields are gone, the next point of battle damage that gets through is lethal. There are two ways to win: deal battle damage to an opponent who has no shields left or deck them out, they can't draw when required. In practice, nearly every game ends on shields. You're racing to crack six defenses while keeping your own board alive enough to defend yours. Which starter deck should you buy first? If you want the strongest out-of-box deck, the community consensus early favorite was ST-0 4 Seed Strike. White-red, mobile suit Gundam Seed. Cool Stuff Inc.'s Garrett Farrington called it the best of the launch four, writing it has arguably the best unit, best pilot, and best base for what has been revealed so far. Ail Strike Gundam is a genuinely powerful centerpiece. If you'd rather learn on the cleanest, most iconic core Gundam experience, ST-01 Heroic Beginnings, Blue-White, built around the RX-78-2, is the textbook beginner deck. Straightforward units, classic pilots, no fiddly tricks. It's the one I hand to someone who has never seen the game. The honest truth for a first purchase. Pick the series you love among the strong options, ST-01, ST-04, because every starter is a complete, legal, ready-to-play deck, and the power gaps between them are small enough that none is a trap. What's the difference between ST-01 through ST-08? As of mid-2026, the starter line runs well past 8, but the first 8 are the ones most stores stock and the ones built as true on-ramps. Each is a two-color, 50-card pre-constructed deck tied to a different Gundam series, so your choice is mostly about which anime you want to pilot. ST-01 Heroic Beginnings, Blue-White, Original Mobile Suit Gundam Plus Witch from Mercury, and ST-04 Seed Strike, White-Red, Seed, are the standout beginner picks. ST-02 Wings of Advance, Green-Blue, Gundam Wing, and ST-03 Zeon's Rush, Red-Green, Zeon/Neo-Zeon, round out the July 2025 launch wave. The later decks lean into specific fandoms. ST-05 Iron Bloom, Iron-Blooded Orphans, ST-06 Clan Unity, GQ-X, ST-07 Celestial Drive, Gundam Zero, and ST-08 Flash of Radiance, Hathaway's Flash. They're excellent if that's your show, but a brand new player is slightly better served starting on ST-01 or ST-04, and branching out once the rules are second nature. What comes in the box? And do you need anything else? Each starter deck is genuinely complete. Inside, you get a 50-card main deck, an 18-card resource deck, token X resource cards, a combined rules sheet and paper playmat, and a small bonus pack containing a foil version of one of the deck's cards. That's everything two people need. Buy two boxes and you can play immediately. No extra purchases required. The only things you'll want before long are sleeves to protect cards you'll shuffle a lot, and a way to track the X resource and shield state, but the paper playmat covers that to start. There's no rule book to hunt down, it's in the box. Bandai also offers a free teaching app for PC and phone that walks you through a guided first game interactively. If you learn better by doing than by reading, play through that once before your first real match. It's the fastest way to make the phases stick. What are the best first upgrades after a starter deck? Resist the urge to buy boosters before you've played 10 games. A stock starter is balanced against other starters, and the fastest improvement is reps, not cards. Once you're ready, the upgrade path is the booster sets. The first booster, GD01 Newtype Rising, released July 25, 2025, 2 weeks after launch, and is the natural first box to crack for cards that match your starter's colors. GD02 and GD03 followed through late 2025 and into 2026, deepening every color's options. The Smart Beginner upgrade isn't chasing rares. It's buying a second copy of your starter, or a same color one, to get extra copies of its best units and pilots up toward the 4-copy deck limit, then sprinkling in booster singles that reinforce your 2 colors. Stay on color, raise your copy counts of your best cards, and add pilots that link to units you already run. How long does a game take and how hard is it to learn? A typical game runs 15 to 25 minutes, and the short 6-shield clock keeps things moving. There's no long, grindy mid-game. For a TCG, it's firmly on the fast, approachable end. The learning curve is gentle by design. The guaranteed 1-resource-per-turn ramp removes the most frustrating beginner experience, getting locked out by bad draws. The board caps at 6 units, so positions never become unreadable. And the deck-building rules are simple. Exactly 50 cards, up to 2 colors, maximum 4 copies of any 1-card number. Most people are playing competently after 1 tutorial game and comfortable building their own decks after a week of casual play. If you've played any modern Bandai TCG, you'll be fluent in a single sitting. If this is your first card game ever, it's one of the better ones to start with. Final verdict. Buy SD04 Seed Strike or SD01 Heroic Beginnings or whichever series you love. Grab a second starter so you have an opponent. Run the free teaching app once, and hold off on boosters until you've played 10 games and know exactly which cards you wish you had more of. Pick the suit that made you love Gundam. The design rewards you for it. Frequently asked questions. How do you play the Gundam card game for an absolute beginner? Buy 1 SD starter deck, which is a complete ready-to-play deck in the box, and you're set. Each turn you draw a card, add 1 resource automatically, then spend resources to deploy units and pair pilots onto them. Units attack your opponent's 6 face-down shields, and you win when you break through after all 6 are gone. Bandai's free teaching app will walk you through a full first game interactively. Which Gundam card game starter deck should I buy first? For most beginners, SD04 Seed Strike or SD01 Heroic Beginnings is the best first deck. SD04 was the early community pick for the strongest launch starter, best unit, pilot, and base. While SD01 around the RX78-2 is the cleanest deck to learn the rules on. Pick whichever series you love most. Every starter is complete and legal, so neither is a wrong choice. How much does a Gundam card game starter deck cost? Buying 2 starters for 2 players is the most cost-effective way to begin. What comes inside a Gundam card game starter deck box? Each starter contains a complete 50-card main deck, an 18-card resource deck, token and X-resource cards, a combined rules sheet and paper playmat, and a small bonus pack with a foil version of one of the deck's cards. It's fully self-contained, 2 boxes are all 2 people need to play immediately. How does the resource system work in the Gundam card game? Resources come from a separate 18-card resource deck, and you gain exactly 1 per turn during the resource phase, so you never get mana screwed. To play a card, you need active resources equal to or above its LV. And to pay you rest, turn sideways, resources equal to its cost. They stand back up on your next turn. How do pilots and units work together in the Gundam card game? You pair a pilot underneath a unit, one pilot each, and the unit gains the pilot's bonus AP, HP, and special ability. If the pilot's link condition matches the unit, a cannon pairing like Amuro and the RX-78-2, it becomes a link unit that can attack the same turn it's deployed, instead of waiting a turn like a normal unit. How do you win a game of the Gundam card game? You win by dealing battle damage to an opponent who has no shields left, or by decking them out. Each player starts with 6 face-down shields that act as life. Attacks destroy shields one at a time, and once all 6 are gone, the next point of damage through is lethal. Nearly every game ends on shields. How long does a game of the Gundam card game take? A typical game runs about 15 to 25 minutes. The 6 shield life system creates a short, punchy clock with no long, grindy mid-game. So it's one of the faster modern trading card games. You can comfortably play several matches in an hour. Do I need to buy booster packs to start playing the Gundam card game? No. A single starter deck is a complete, legal deck, and you should play at least 10 games before buying any boosters. When you do upgrade, GD01 new type Rising, the first booster, and later GD02, GD03 are the path. Buy singles that match your starter's 2 colors rather than chasing rares blind. What are the deck building rules for the Gundam card game? A constructed deck is exactly 50 cards, uses up to 2 colors, and allows a maximum of 4 copies of any single card number. You also run a separate 18-card resource deck. These tight, simple limits make it easy for beginners to build a legal deck without a spreadsheet. Is the Gundam card game similar to the One Piece or Digimon card games? Yes. It's made by Bandai and shares DNA with the One Piece and Digimon TCGs, including a resource ramp, a board cap, and turn structure. If you've played either, you'll be fluent in about an hour. If not, the guaranteed one resource per turn system makes it one of the gentlest TCGs to learn from scratch. What's the difference between SD01 through SD08 starter decks? Each starter is a 2-color, 50-card deck tied to a different Gundam series. SD01, Original Mobile Suit Gundam, SD02, Wing, SD03, Zeon, SD04, Seed, SD05, Iron-Blooded Orphans, SD06, GQX, SD07, Gundam Zero, and SD08, Hathaway's Flash. Choose mostly by which anime you want to pilot. SD01 and SD04 are the friendliest for true beginners. Can 2 players share 1 Gundam card game starter deck? Not for a real game, each player needs their own complete deck, so 2 people need 2 starter decks. The good news is each box is fully playable, so buying any 2 starters, even 2 different series, lets you sit down and play immediately with no extra purchases. Is there a free way to learn the Gundam card game before buying? Yes, Bandai offers a free teaching app for PC and smartphone that runs you through a guided first game interactively. And the official website hosts the full play guide and comprehensive rules PDF. Playing 1 tutorial game in the app is the fastest way to make the 5 phases stick before your first real match.